Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Easter Monday.
Yay!
Woo! The Mike O'Mara Show. I want to start with something that that not only do I find amusing, but I also find it is my civic duty as a broadcaster to share this with you if you have not seen this, but in our case, you're going to hear it. How long have I been railing against local news anchors?
Well, forever.
And in general, local news.
Well, forever. It was part of the fabric.
Garbage.
When I began listening to you. You would call local
news
people.
As long as we've known you.
Yeah.
But it's also important to point out that there are fabulous exceptions to the rule, by the way. Our good friend Tony Perkins is a classic example of a guy. To be perfectly honest with you, local news is too bad for Tony. Tony's too good for local news.
Well, he played it out on the national stage for years, but he came back because he wanted to be in his hometown.
He wanted to be in his hometown, but he's above it. There are many, many Yankees across the country.
Doreen is excellent.
There are people that are above it. Our friend Angie Goff. Lots of different people. But there are also a lot of people out there that it's a known fact within the business that what their job is reading a teleprompter. They read words. They don't think creatively. They read words. And
well, in
they
England,
are
they are called news readers. That's the name of the job. And that's probably a little more telling than what we do here.
Just now, not as sexy.
No, let me ask you guys, any of you had any personal contact or any knowledge, Oscar might, of this Sinclair broadcast group? Does anybody know? Do they own many they own mostly television stations, right? I've never heard their name come up in radio on a regular basis.
It's smaller stations.
From
what I understand, they have a not just conservative, but they have a religious leaning format.
That's what I always thought.
Yes.
It was like there was Salem
over 200
and Sinclair.
Stations.
Yeah,
they have over 200.
Stations.
A lot of them. Yeah.
This broke over the weekend. It's getting national play today, and as I said, it's both amusing and terrifying at the same time. But I really do feel that it's my duty to make you aware of the fact that I grew up in the Cold War. I was on broadcast radio in the Cold War. We were one of the first, the Don and Mike Show, one of the very first shows that broadcast to the Soviet Union. Well, as the wall was beginning to crumble,
the first disc jockey show, certainly, yeah.
It was Glasnost, and I remember how controlled the state, the state Russia. That had control over broadcast media in the Soviet Union. And I just think this is funny. This is chilling. This will make you angry if you're like me, because you will see this. But I have to play this clip. I don't know how it translates because the video was amazingly well put together by Deadspin. And what Deadspin did, there's a script that the anchors were forced to read on these Sinclair television stations. And I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything even close to this.
Is this, just to give a little further context, is this the, and for those of you not in the business,
right?
There is a television network called the RT, right?
Right.
And they are a pay-to-play Russian entity. So it's a huge.
This is not that.
It's not that.
No. RT, does it stand for Russian television?
Yeah.
No, this
very
is
clever.
Sinclair. This is TT, Trump Television.
They just bought. Oh, this is TT. Okay.
Yeah, well, it's not really Trump Television, but you. What it is, it's the message. You know what Trump's been saying forever has been fake news.
And, right.
And
all yes.
And it is. I never knew that they could force these people with news directors. Every television station has a news director.
Yep.
Every single television, local television station has editors, everything. Well, let me just play it. I'll see how it translates, and then we can discuss. This is from Deadspin, okay?
Hi, I'm Fox San Antonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities.
The El Paso, Las Cruces communities.
Eastern Iowa communities.
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But we are concerned about troubling and irresponsible one-sided news stories plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false news
has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish these fake stories simply aren't true without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think.
And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Great read.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 It's unbelievable.
Wow. These pretzels are making me thirsty. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
These pretzels.
I'm sitting here and they
say with a smile.
We have the script here, and they all read it, and they all
so
read
there's
it from
no a, political viewpoint here. It's just
the consensus is that they are getting ready to purchase 40 more television stations, and they wanted to curry favor with the Trump administration, and that is
because
why
they still
they
have to be approved.
By the FCC.
All of their yes, all of their anchors get on TV and do this, and it is, you know what? In this day and age, I am just so proud of the people, the watchdogs that are out there paying attention to stuff like this, because this is what the Soviet Union did. It's state TV.
Yeah, and you're
it's
hearing
state
it
TV,
all.
One message that we get from everybody, and that's what they're you know, that's what they kind of do.
Medium-ish markets that probably wouldn't communicate with each other, so that they think that the message is isolated to them. And what's so scary beyond the political aspect of it is how they all read alike. They all do the same read.
They're the worst. They love this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
There is a play and look, you can call me crazy. Local news television is dying.
Sure,
right?
You're crazy.
Some local radio stations are dying. Right?
Yeah.
The ones that really break out are those. And if you look at the big broadcast companies that are mom and pops and get to own and be part of the community, right? We know stations like that. Those stations like really, really work on our format, right? What I would say is this, is that if you're the owner of that company, you can tell me that, you know, I'm Mr. Thinking about just business and not looking at the entire fabric of society and how this is affecting us.
If you're going to say that's the right of that owner of that corporation to put those words in the
I wasn't going to say that at all. You want to position yourself as hyper local and responsible,
right?
Regardless of your political aspirations.
You're saying they should actually let them all do their own thing.
They should let them do their own thing.
I think that's the reason that Channel 5 here in town is so successful, because even though they are a Fox affiliate, they are so distanced from Fox News, they focus on local stuff.
Every station should be doing that.
Whatever the network is, it is really, really. And by the way, I'll say it there. I did it on purpose. I'll give you an example. News you may not need.
Okay.
I source news you might not need, like every news radio person in the country does. There are two or three or four sources. You can hear the same stories all the time. I'm not doing that for propaganda purposes. I'm doing that for entertainment purposes. Mm-hmm. And the pool of wacky information that we get to give to you on a daily basis is narrow. It is small. The crazy stories usually get swept up in certain sources, and that's how that works. This is a little different than that, because they're making a statement that corroborates what's been said by certain political people. And look, they're either two things at play here. They're either doing this on a national level by the corporation Sinclair Broadcasting to make sure that they look good with the administration so that they can get their other stations, or that is their kind of political angle and they want to, which is more dangerous, and they're trying to go. I believe all these entities, every single newsroom should be a separate entity. Yeah. On a related note, I hate to shoehorn this into the discussion, but my friend Mark Rippon, I was made aware of the fact that has gone through some horrible things, and they did an expose on the local station out there on Rip and the brain injury and what he's been suffering from and his bouts with depression and suicide attempts, something I had no idea.
Me neither.
And some listeners made me aware of that fact, and I watched that, and I said, well, here's an expose done by a local news anchor, which was perfect. And it was local, and it was a local hero, Mark Rippon, that they were doing. That's what it all should be. It should be that. And then I get just as mad when I see somebody talking about an ambulance that had an accident in Illinois when I'm watching my local Florida news. I want my news to be local, mm-hmm. local. But this is unlike anything that I have seen in a long, long time. And I like to get, by the way, when I'm watching my local news or I'm watching my national news, I like to have a few counterpoints.
Yeah.
I watch some stuff that's my team, and then I watch some stuff that's balanced, and then I watch some stuff that's on the other team. And I think everybody should be aware of that. I think it's kind of scary. Really,
and DC also, Mike, we have a different perspective because it's such a national audience. Because
even our local news
there
can
are
be
people
national.
From like away, as you would say in Maine, all over this town. So the local news, when it's national, that makes sense.
Yeah.
The retread.
Yeah, if there's a national story that you can't ignore, that's.
But
that's
for this
the way
town, this town, the news is not built around, for the most part, local news, it's all national.
National news, and it's you know, I studied this stuff in school, and I was always
yellow
very
journalism,
aware.
Mike.
Yes,
yellow journalism is.
I remember
very,
that
very
chapter.
Scary.
Mm-hmm. I said, but "Why is this in black and white?"
When I was getting my degree in broadcast journalism, that's when you were hearing about Pravda.
Yeah,
and the TASS news. See, I'm old enough to remember. There's a thing, Oscar, called the TASS News Agency. That was the national
Trip Affleck syndicate.
No, that was not Trip Affleck. So that's great, though. I like that.
I still subscribe to it.
By the way, Trip.
Just great memes.
Yeah, wonderful.
Let me just say, phenomenal rib roast and Zoolander. One of the greatest legs of lamb or lamb roasts that I've ever seen. You guys just
wasn't that like
screw
porn?
My veganism up by showing me
food
pictures
porn.
Of meat.
Yeah, that was like food porn. That leg of lamb.
Zoolander,
I don't even like
the
lamb.
Best.
I don't even
I
like
hate pictures
Zoolander.
Of food.
I'd rather have the food. I
hate certain pictures. I cannot stand when somebody puts a picture of food up and it's crap food. It's just a terrible.
You gotta be a hot piece of lamb.
Yeah. Yum yum. Look what I'm getting ready, and it looks like a dog vomited on their plate, and they're just putting it up there because they think it looks good.
Hey, here's a picture of chili.
So the only reason I put this up there was because, A, I thought it was funny. B, I think we should be very afraid.
Yeah, but do you think that it has been in existence longer than we know, but now with social media?
Absolutely. We're not talking about this unless Deadspin puts the video together.
Is it their national sign-off or their sign-on?
This was let me see.
Because you know how someone
they transcribe it.
Go to bed.
Yeah. Play the national anthem.
Yeah.
Put up the picture
CNN,
of the Indian
this
on the test
is from,
pattern.
I'm reading from Deadspin. Earlier this month, CNN's Brian Stelter broke the news that Sinclair Broadcast Group, owner or operator of nearly 200 television stations in the U.S., would be forcing its news anchors to record a promo about the troubling trend of irresponsible, one-sided news stories plaguing our country. The script, which parrots Donald Trump's off-declarations of developments negative to his presidency as fake news, brought upheaval to newsrooms already dismayed with Sinclair's consistent interference to bring right-wing propaganda to local television broadcasts.
Ooh.
And then they have a transcript of the I'm stunned that we didn't have one single anchor out of all these 200 televisions, well, not one of them said.
And they want their jobs.
Yeah,
they
can't
want
their jobs. Not to feed their families.
They want their jobs.
That's kind of what they said when they were taking people.
When we were
to,
in Phoenix, it was the true alternative talk. They changed it 10 times. I should have walked out of there.
Yeah.
They didn't have a slug line for us ever. They played rock music on the weekends and we talked during the day. It was the most mixed up station ever.
Now I'm trying to. Sinclair stations?
Channel 7 Sinclair?
There were a bunch of Sinclair stations in the area, Mike.
Yeah, I think there's Channel 7.
There's like three in Baltimore, if I'm not mistaken. Wava, is that owned by Sinclair these days?
Don't know.
I think
it is. Check. Let me check.
I'm looking for Washington, D.C. I'm going down to Washington, D.C.
Sinclair.
Let me see Baltimore first. Let me see Baltimore. Hold on.
I wonder if they have any top 40 stations.
They're small stations. Bakersfield, California. Chico, California. Eureka, California. Fresno. A lot of our California listeners won't get their TV.
Baltimore.
Tallahassee, Florida. Albany, Georgia. Lots of small markets here.
That's on Wichita.
Wichita. We have listeners. Portland, Maine.
Mm-hmm.
There's Portland, Maine.
Yes, and Mike, WJLA TV, Channel 7, Washington, D.C., owned by Sinclair.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's one of their biggies. That's
gotta be.
That's one of their biggies.
I wonder how they got it from Joseph Albritton. They bought it from him.
I don't want to cough, but I'm going to cough.
All the money in the world, Mike.
Well, you know, this is a bulk game. They buy up the smaller station. They get the full coverage then.
Well, it's good that people are actually growing radio instead of contracting.
Yeah.
That's the upside.
Yeah, don't do that. Hold on.
And it's television anyway.
Usually the headlines are bankruptcy.
tomorrow I will come up with the Cumulus script. I will come up with the comedy script with the prime directives. And what we aim to do here at Radio Network.
It's our manifesto, Mike. It's our manifesto.
Force everyone on the More Network to read it.
Every single person.
We'll
get everybody to read it.
From Stein Time.
I'm Gary Mickey Stein. Stein
Robin Time. Joe will have to read this. We're even going to track down Mickey Coachella.
Nice. I think that'd be good.
That's what we're going to do.
Put them all together.
So be afraid. Be very afraid. I thought that was pretty funny that they did it. And it's anchors all going, our democracy.
Hey, this is Freights. Our democracy is in danger.
Yeah, that would be actually a great question for him when he comes in on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll
discuss this on political persuasions. You know what he'll say? He'll say, hey, Mike, don't get upset about it. Anyway, let's start the show. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So my mother's upset that I'm not raising my kids to be Catholic. I got two kids. They're 5 and 2 years old. And I said to my mother, well, look, I'll expose my son to it. If he likes it, he likes it, you know, because I'm not against it. It's just I'm raising my kid to be good and kind and loving. But apparently that's enough. They have to also believe in magic. So I say, all right, I'll take him to church. I'll take him to church once. If he likes it, I'll sign him up. I'll get him in the program. And I take him on Easter because that's like the Super Bowl for kids at church. It's the most fun day. You got the chocolate rabbit. You got painted eggs. All the important religious icons are there on Easter. And we go to the church and we walk in and the kids are wearing the fun hats and the choir's singing and he's lighting candles and he loves it. And then he sits down in the pew, he looks up at the wall and he sees the crucifix and he just goes pale. And I said, what's the matter? He goes, I'm scared. I said, why are you scared? He goes, I'm scared of Jesus. I said, why are you scared of Jesus? He goes, because he's got no shirt and he's got owies on his hands and he looks angry. I'm like, you're right, let's get the out of here. And all day long, he just kept talking about that image. It was just like burned in his brain, you know? He was just like, so finally I took him to a movie that night just to clear his head. We saw the Passion of the Christ. And
it's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Best Easter Monday clip in history.
Thank
right
you.
There.
Greg Live Fitzsimmons,
from the
good comic.
Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide radio show and podcast with loyal listeners who we will give the message to every day, who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. My brain's starting to hurt. I feel like something big's going on. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Just be aware, okay? Just pay attention to your surroundings. That's all.
Get woke, everyone. Get woke.
Get woke.
Don't ever say that again.
Our show today brought to you by Harry's. Here's a fact. I have never had a better shave than the shave I get with my Harry's. Changed the blade this weekend.
Nice.
It's always a ritual in my house. I love changing out my Harry's blades. I never know when to do it, so I just do it randomly because they're always fantastic.
They're always great.
I don't keep a list of, you know, what date I should use. I just say, well, I think I'll change it. Don't need to. Probably wouldn't need to for 2 years. I'm not kidding you.
They never
get dull. But I change them out, and it's the best shaving I ever have. It's great shaving gel, the best of everything. The face wash that I use from Harry's is incredible. And here's just a little tip from me to you. I don't just use it on my face. Thank you.
Stop it.
Harry's, I'm sorry, I'm telling the truth. I wash my body with it. Harry's stands behind the quality of their blades, but they know that switching razors isn't an easy decision. So they created a trial offer. Claim yours by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's founders were fed up with overpaying for expensive razors with unnecessary features. That's why they bought a factory that's been making some of the highest quality blades in the world for over 95 years. Yep. By selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's can offer their blades at just $2 per blade compared to $4 or more from the leading brand that you're going to find in the drugstore where you see them behind plastic. Mm-hmm. With like a padlock on there and a security guard next door. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, a weighted ergonomic handle, a 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. All of it. Our listeners can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. Make sure to go to harrys.com/TMOS to redeem your offer and let them know I sent you to help support the show. Start saving while you're shaving. And I want to thank, I'll get in here in a second. Excuse me. I want to thank one of our listeners who, a guy bought a Sleep Number bed over the weekend.
Oh, cool.
Name. And he bought a good one, Demo.
He bought a good one.
A really, really good one. It was fantastic. Welcome to the show. How was everybody's Easter holiday weekend? Was it wonderful?
Hot and cold for me.
Why?
Hot and cold?
Yes.
Temperature-wise, did you get snow this morning?
No, there's snow in the surrounding area, just mostly cold and damp
nothing,
here.
Nothing, Mike.
Nothing in the D.C.
Just gloomy
proper.
Gotham. It's Gotham.
It's Gotham.
I forgot March and April in the Mid-Atlantic.
I would like a day in the 70s would be nice.
Yeah.
Just one 70-degree day. This is the
time of year where you're just about getting fed up. You're ready.
Oh, yeah.
And then what's going to happen is you're going to get hot, cold, hot, cold. And then the end of it's going to come the end of April. Then May 1st, May 6th. Then on May 9th, it'll be 95 degrees.
And humid.
It'll be 95 through mid-October.
Exactly.
That's the way it's going to work.
Because we love our seasons up here.
Oh, and pollen all the way.
Oh, lots of pollen. Of course, love it. What was weird is that we actually had almost a spring-like day on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And so I was able to go out and you do the yearly thing where you sweep off the deck and clean off your outdoor patio furniture that I bought from Mike O'Mara, or Mike gave to me, and it's wonderful. And cleaned
Rob
out my
Spiewak
grill.
Spiewak is the suburban.
And then, you know, get ready to grill, open a beer. And I see the greatest thing is that in the backyard, the common area of our neighborhood, our neighbors are hiding eggs for their little toddler. She's
That's
like
so sweet.
2.5. And I'm watching
That's
the whole
adorable.
Process go on. And I'm looking at it and I'm going, wow, I'm never going to get to do that again. And, you know, I'm watching it. It's so great to watch a little kid pick up the eggs.
I went on Easter egg hunts through my 23rd birthday. I come home from college. And, you know, it was like coupons for beer.
But you're a young dad.
Yeah.
Like, your kids are like going to start procreating. You have grandchildren soon.
But then, Robert.
Yeah, you'll have grandchildren.
I mean, you're in your 40s, and I'm in my 40s, and I don't have kids.
True.
You're going to be like a 50-year-old grandfather.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's the most horrifying thing you've ever said.
Like, you'll still be young. You'll be a young grandfather.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to be really, because of your body, you're not going to be.
No, I'll feel old. I'll seem much older.
Right.
But it got at me as I was watching them have all this fun with the toddler that I said, these days are gone for me. And then Robert comes up, he says, so dad, are we going to dye eggs or what? And I'm like, really? We can do that still? And he said, yeah, how about Julia and me and Caleb, we dye eggs before dinner tonight. Caleb is Julia's boyfriend. And I said, cool. So I'm off to the store and I get egg
Julian,
dye.
Julian, Robert, and Caleb, and Cain, and Abel, and Moses. Right. And
Dathan. Now we're going to dye your eggs, see? Meow, meow, see?
So you leave for the store to get the eggs?
Yeah.
What about sending your daughter with the license?
She wasn't home yet.
Oh. Okay.
And the eggs have to be boiled and cooled. You know, if you got to think about it. I've been through this.
Is your wife working?
She was working. Yeah, she was working then. Right. And so, but it's funny.
It's just such a role reversal because, yeah. I mean, I'm sitting there watching golf and Carla's making dyeing eggs with the little guy. And it's just, of all the things, egg dyeing is not something. So you know how to dye eggs.
Well, no, I just got them the stuff.
Wait a second. Caleb, Julia, and your son were all home, and you were the parent.
Yeah.
And they sent you out of the home.
No, Caleb and Julia weren't there yet.
It was just your son that sent you out of the home.
Yeah, because he can't drive.
Yeah.
You're looking for a scandal that doesn't exist.
There's always a scandal.
Hey, we'll get to his scandal.
Yeah,
he's
right.
He's trying to prevent the deflect. All right, so anyway.
Democracy dies in darkness, Mike.
Did you dye eggs with your kids? Because Carla did that with little Michael.
No, I just boiled the eggs and then I let them go. And I had the severe, wonderful joy of watching my kids and this third, Caleb, who like very nicely, he's fine, dying eggs and arguing like they were little kids again. Oh. And it was a lot of fun to watch that. And then the next day, of course, Robert sleeps till noon. Julia is off to Caleb's house to hang out. And nothing happens.
What year? Because I want to prepare for this. And since I was not in the child's home.
Mike,
on a regular
you were doing
basis.
Afternoons in Washington, D.C.
Well, thank you, Oscar.
Paying for the home.
I just want to remind you, you paid for it.
Respecting the fact that I was slaying the dragon.
Yes.
What time do the kids start? When does that moment where they just crash all day? When does that happen? When they can't wake up in the morning?
Teens, I think 13 is the magic number.
Okay, 13. All right, very good.
And if you're wondering when Easter sort of stopped being a thing, I think it was when Robert was 7. And what happens is they get up and they eat candy right away, mm-hmm. and then they crash and their mood goes to zero. And then Robert yelled at Carrie once, he was like 7 or 8. He says, "And I don't think the stupid rabbit's coming because Mom said he's not real." Which to me is funny that you call the Easter Bunny a rabbit. The stupid rabbit. The rabbit's the not rabbit. Coming. I said, Robert, the rabbit could come. The rabbit could come. So next day.
I still will never understand the connective tissue between the rabbit and. Well, I guess it's the same thing with Santa Claus. Birth of Christ. Christ is risen. Rabbit, man in red suit.
It's a
the
pagan
secular
holiday.
Traditions.
It is a pagan thing, but it has to do with springtime and procreation, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's like a fertility celebration.
Because, you know, rabbits bone all the time.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Hawking. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You are welcome.
All right.
So the next day, everyone gathers, and I made... I made a pretty damn fine Easter dinner, I don't mind telling you. Mashed potatoes and grilled some pork loin outside. It was relatively warm still last night.
Does your wife carrots. Do anything domestic anymore?
Yeah.
Well,
me.
I mean, it's like
laundry.
You're boiling the eggs for dying. You're making the Easter dinner. I mean, I'm not trying to be sexist, but I guess I'm being sexist here. I'm just kind of curious.
Being
if,
a monster, if, Mike.
Well, Mike, let me
Mrs.
tell you this.
If Mrs. Spiewak does anything at all.
If we want the dinner to be good.
I'm a monster.
If we want the dinner to be good, we let Daddy cook it.
This is what he enjoys.
Wow. Yeah, I actually did
like,
enjoy
it's not
it.
Like he's pushing anybody else to do it. He wants to do this.
And so we all came together.
Are we going to wake up one day and you're going to be like John Lithgow in The World According to Garp?
No,
where you're going to come in like with breasts and, you know, that's, I mean.
Never going to happen. Like,
are you a woman trapped in a man's body? I'm just curious.
He started masculine. That was his deal. So
that's it.
He loves
I will be very stubborn.
Doing all of this.
And so it was nice. And we had a good dinner together. And
What was the meal?
Rack of lamb.
No, it was not rack of lamb. It was a grilled, spice rubbed pork tenderloin. It was great. And then mashed potatoes, carrots. And then when the Easter candy came out for dessert, Carrie sort of didn't really, really go all the way this year. No baskets or anything. She just said, "Oh yeah, it's in the Target bag by the pharmacy stuff."
Oh, there it is. So she contributed. She got She picked up the Easter candy.
Yeah, she did
there's
that.
There's something.
So there's something. And right. also, Carrie took Julia to VCU to visit on Friday into Saturday.
Okay, so she's I just want to make sure she's
stuff.
Stepping up.
She's doing the dad stuff. You're doing the mom stuff. Yeah. Well, if we're looking at traditional gender roles, dad usually takes you to college and shows you around.
Especially if you went to that college.
The mom takes care of the home stuff.
A lot of dads
stuff.
Do the tour. Mm-hmm. I remember when I went to college, my first time, my dad was in the hospital. And that's when my dad, 1977 is when my dad first started getting sick.
Right.
So my mom was just like, now just don't say anything. I remember that your father has a business. She was very concerned about being the female parent that was taking
was
me
sure.
to college. And
still
she was
tough.
Like freaked out.
My dad just said, cuánto. And which means how much.
How
right?
much.
Yeah. And then my mom like wrote a number down. He's like, okay.
Right, right.
Like a business deal.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
So but, you made the meal.
Yeah, and it was, and then everyone went to bed, and I watched lovely. American Idol. It was nice, but it was just my underlying feeling is that Easter is never been a big holiday for our family, but I always
not ours either.
I always enjoyed, you know, the kid element of it, but it's gone now, pretty much, and that's sort of sad.
What about church?
Nah, screw that,
man.
By
Easter
the way,
church
I should
was
say,
the best, and especially when you became a teenager, like Catholic. Girls would dress up. Yeah. Oh man,
I was raised Catholic, like, and that was a huge. It was a huge holiday for the Catholics. It was a huge holiday for the Catholics. Not so much anymore.
Come out of the woodwork,
especially now that we're not going. Now
hey man, where do you weigh in on sunrise service?
Latinos go at 1.
Yeah, we went to the 11 o'clock.
One.
We went to the 11 o'clock, and then it was in the car down in New Haven to visit my father's
spinster aunt.
Made a fortune in bitters.
And the best was 13 or 14 when Uncle Bill Sheehan brought a case of cold duck, and my cousin Billy and I took one of them and drank it and got drunk and went down to the corner store, and we knocked over a whole rack of fruit pies, and then Billy stuck his tongue out at the manager, and we ran. And by the way, New Haven, Connecticut, in the part we were in the inner city of New Haven, so it was like blocks.
Yeah,
it was like city blocks. So
yeah, great.
We ran, and you could really escape in a city environment like that, and that's what we would do. And you know, and then we'd like go smoke a cigarette or something. It was, you know, behaving badly on Easter Sunday. Then I go back into the aunt's house and play with a little machine that goes up and down the stairs.
They're fun.
Know, the lift.
Very fun.
The lift that they had.
But yeah. You're the one that has the youngster. How was Easter for you? It had to be great.
It was, we have the sick house here. We have the total sick house. So I had it all weekend. I would not have done a show on Saturday. I would have been, on the disabled list on Saturday. Because I woke up and...
So you actually got worse after Friday?
I got worse after Friday. Started to, I think, turn the corner yesterday, and I'm better today. And I woke up, except if somebody makes me laugh and I take a big deep breath, I'm screwed.
Okay. Mm.
But Carla, last night, right before Carla went to bed, she said, I am going to go to bed now. And she...
Did you nurture her, Mike?
No, I nurtured her as much as she nurtures me. We are not nurturing
people.
Get some
Delsim?
Yeah, the Delsim sucks.
Well,
I'm never
taking
over that
crap again. Nothing over
again.
The counter is great.
That is garbage.
Well, so what's good then?
Robitussin is fine. There's nothing they needed more than Delsim is. Do not get that garbage. That ridiculous. Hey, take it once every 12 hours. No, get the Tussin that you can take every 4 hours.
Or
that'll
two.
Knock it out there. Yeah.
Or just
or
sip
the
on
Vicks
it.
Products. NyQuil and DayQuil cough. DayQuil and NyQuil.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Get DayQuil and NyQuil cough. That's all you need.
Okay.
You know? And I didn't want to go to the doctor. I'm not going to the doctor because I got a cough. Unless I can't breathe. Oh, God. And you'd like my body.
The problem is, Mike, is that if you don't address it, it could manifest itself and get deeper into your lungs and result in bronchitis or, God forbid, pneumonia. God knows I'm the poster child of it.
Yeah, but
I think I'm turning the corner.
There is and I don't know if we have time for this, but Mike, you mentioned this before the show, that there's a situation going on, not just with you, but your whole community.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Well, all right. I'll talk about that when we come back.
All right, let's break.
Because we are in a situation where there are a lot of people that have this kind of respiratory thing. And I think there's some sort of connective situation here where I don't want to say connective tissue again. I'm going to choke again. Hold on. Oh, there we go.
I want to say connective phlegm.
The thing is, the connective phlegm is that they're putting poison all over the golf course.
Yes.
We'll talk about that. Oscar's 40th birthday. We found a lost boy at an amusement park.
The Lost Boys.
Far Cry's out. National Championship. I'm sweating. We'll be right back.
More network traffic on the threes.
In the district, Wisconsin Avenue, just a little south of 37th Avenue Northwest, there's a multi-car accident tying up traffic in both directions. A vehicle exiting the CVS lost control on a pile of excrement and slid into oncoming traffic. In Maryland, expect delays on the Orange Line between Landover and New Carrollton. A sugar glider is loose on the tracks and Metro Police are trying to catch it. In Northern Virginia, police are investigating a pedestrian hit and run on Nutley Street near Lee Highway. Fairfax County Police are currently cleaning up pieces of orange jacket. Northbound 234 near Route 28 Manassas is closed as police scramble to clean up some used tires. Just go to MichaelMeraShow.com, click on the Amazon portal, and start shopping. From the More Network Traffic Center, I'm Johnny Marburg.
That's Johnny Marburg. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. Springtime is here.
Yes.
So beach time is just around the corner. And if you know anything about me, you know I'm all about health. Luckily, all you need is Beachbody On Demand. Well, Oscar is. Beachbody On Demand is a streaming service that gives you instant access to a wide variety of super effective workouts that you can do anywhere 24/7. That's how Oscar Santana is keeping it tight. Isn't that right, Oscar?
It's the 21-day fix. It's worked for me in the past. The beautiful part about Beachbody On Demand is you can go back to someone you know that takes care of you.
Familiar.
Yes. It's a 21-day program, 7 days a week, approximately 30 minutes each. I am starting it again. And by the time this month is over, I'll be back to the shape I was. I will not look like I've eaten myself.
Beachbody On Demand. This is the company behind P90X Insanity 21-Day Fix, T25, and Rob's favorite, Brazil Butt Lift.
That's great.
It's wonderful. Hundreds of workouts for all fitness levels, ranging from bodybuilding to weight training to cardio to yoga, even dance workouts. Workouts as short as 10 minutes that don't require extra equipment. In the time it takes you to drive and park at the gym, you could be finished working out. Use your computer, smart TV, tablet, smartphone, Roku, Apple TV, Chromecast, and more. And the best part, TMOS listeners can try it absolutely free. I know that Oscar loves it, just like he said. But really, I want you to try this service because it will make you feel better. I promise our listeners can get a special free trial membership when you text TMOS to 303030. That's 303030. Text TMOS to that number. That's full access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, and support totally free. Again, just text TMOS to 303030. 30.
Thank you.
And I thank you. Welcome back to the show.
Poisons!
So you had a good Easter, Rob Spiewak?
Yeah, all told, it was better than I anticipated because the kids are still a little into it. And I like to see my kids head-to-head dying eggs one more time. It was awesome.
We had just the three of us for Easter, and it was a lovely, lovely Easter Sunday. When you have a four-year-old, it is really wonderful to watch them get up in the morning because they're up. He was up at 6:15.
Of course.
I was in a NyQuil coma that I may have been awakened from a deeper sleep in my lifetime, but I can't remember when.
Is it the kind that when you actually are on your feet, you are still
groggy?
Yeah, trying to find your whereabouts.
Yeah, I'm not with it. I'm not with it. And he and Michael is very confident and calm around his father. So he does not hesitate to literally climb on top of me like Mount Everest. He literally straddles my shoulder because I sleep on my side. And at 6:15, I get, "Dad, Dad." And my response is, "Dad." And he's up because we have hidden eggs all around the house.
This happened before bedtime, right?
The game is once he finds all 12 eggs, he gets to get his Easter basket.
Oh, that's good. So there's a reward attached to it.
And he got some little gifts and candy in his Easter basket. The biggest gift he got was a new bicycle helmet, which is in the shape of the Batman cowl.
Oh, cool. Wow. That's cool. Awesome.
That's nice.
So it was very, and then it was, hanging out, lazy. We're both sick. And we managed to get into the shower and get off to the Cocoonville Sunday brunch, it's always
mostly
the same.
Just went there to touch all the food.
I wanted to go
nothing
to the
like
buffet.
Getting everyone else sick.
And Yeah, I just realized they're probably, you know, I don't know how many people have it, but there are a lot of people that have it down here.
Why is that man breathing on the eggs?
But I didn't spend a lot of time at the buffet counter. I just made one trip. So that's very rare for me because that was all I was allowed was one trip.
Nice spread, though.
And I'm not, I don't linger at a buffet. I've never told you that about me. I'm not a plate stacker, and I'm not somebody that just sits there. There are people that will stand in a buffet line for 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And just, I'm going to take this, and I'm going to take this. I look at the two or three items that appeal to me. You're, you know, in this particular case, we departed from veganism because there just weren't enough vegetables, and there was a salmon dish. So I took the salmon and the mixed vegetables, boom, right back to
it before you got your plate and went in?
No, it's not because I'm not allowed to eat that much food, so it's not that
big. See, I did a buffet thing Thursday night. Julia picked up an award, and there was a buffet thing, and it was spread out, and I started explaining to Julia. I said, do you see what they've done? She says, what? And I said, they've seated us close to fruit and veggie platters, but if you go all the way in the corner and around, there's rib roast and sliced turkey. They don't want you to go to the rib roast and sliced turkey, so they put it the furthest away. And I said, notice, Julia, as you get further from our table, the food will get better. And she says, Dad, you're right.
Do you really think it's some sort of...
I don't think I know.
A conspiracy.
It is a conspiracy.
The food away from people, you guys?
Were there people that were seated close to the meat?
Yeah, there were people closer to the meat, but the meat was still the furthest away. And also, you know, it's another far corner? The bar. The bar is far away, too, because it was an open bar. And so, yeah, they don't want to make it.
You had a good weekend. It sounds like you had a full, good,
wonderful
weekend.
Yeah, lots of buffets and lambs.
Yeah, lots of buffets, Oscar. A whole, let's count them, shall we? One. So there's lots of buffets. But yeah, it was a good weekend. It was fun.
Well, the Cocoonville brunch food thing was followed by.
Where did they hide the rib roast?
What we were told was they were going to have an Easter egg, like a rolling Easter egg hunt for the kids.
Boo.
Let me tell you why that doesn't work. So these are plastic eggs with temporary tattoos in them. That's what that was the absolute go to the wall, help out the kid. If this club, this place where we are could be any more of a casket waiting room where they just the senior citizens and don't give a rat's ass about the families coming down with children. Let's put plastic eggs out with stickers and temporary tattoos. Could they be any more cheap? And to make matters worse, we have our little brunchy brunch at 1 o'clock. We go outside. There are plastic eggs opened on the grass where the older kids have looked in, determined there's not anything of any value, and dropped them on the ground.
Smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, my kid got two eggs, and that was their incredible Easter egg roll. You know why? Because they don't. Because if there was a Walker compression sock Easter egg hunt, it would have been. They would have put more time into it.
You are the youngest guy in a community of
Oscar,
old people.
Oscar, there were 70 kids there.
70?
There were kids.
Oh my God!
There were kids.
Someone messed up.
Hello, families coming down to visit with grandchildren and all that stuff.
Look, I found a big
plastic egg. If you're
going to
do something for Easter, do something for Easter.
Also, can you give some tips from your experience that you would have liked to see?
Like a big plastic egg that had a Velcro shoe in it?
Here's what you do. Number one, you do not have a rolling Easter egg where the kids get to go out. You have to have it all at one time. You have to arrange for the kids to all be there. And you have to put enough eggs out there where the kids get eggs. By the way, my kid, not a big deal. Not a big deal for him. And he's got the same chip that Catherine, my daughter, and Elizabeth, my daughter, both had, where this kind of crap, they're evolved beyond it. Thank Jesus that they don't require it. So, but I'm looking at it, and you see the kid that goes, oh, it's a tattoo. It's a temporary tattoo. Drop the egg on the ground. Thanks. That's really responsible.
So you're
saying there's no handler out there putting the eggs around.
There are my dudes.
So when you're saying it wasn't an Easter egg roll where they actually like roll the egg.
So they could just show up in the front yard and they could in the backyard and they could go look for some eggs.
Fine eggs.
That's horrible.
They were all picked over by 10 o'clock in the morning and they were all gone. So it was just not cool.
Punted.
And,
yeah.
But
they need
rules.
Stern letter.
My kid didn't care. My kid didn't care about that. Then it was back home and vegetation all day long because we were. I am like I am right now with the sweat on my brow, dripping with sweat as I have been for 4 days with this virulent chest infection in me that I cannot.
Which
it is just driving me nuts right now, and it's probably just gotten to me.
Back to what's going on in your community outside of the Easter.
There is a theory.
Roll. Yeah.
There is a theory that they are blowing the golf course up. They are redoing it. They are redoing all of the turf. They are going to, this is their process. They have poisoned it. Then they're going to sort of till it up, and then they're going to move dirt. And then they're going to reseed it, and they're going to recontour it, and they're going to redo everything.
Half a year, right? It's a half year process.
October 30th is their target date for completion. I am theorizing that I am not the only respiratory distress here. There are probably three or four people we've talked to, and we're thinking, does this have anything to do with it? Does this, these respiratory distress situations?
I think logically,
on the bright side, though, Mike, it's easy to find eggs on brown grass.
Yeah.
They really
green grass
pop.
Where right near the Cocoonville dining room, there was green grass.
Okay. Mike, let's do the rough math here, right?
All right.
There are pesticides and chemicals on a golf course, even when it's green.
All the time. The one thing
there isn't, unless you are in the rough or in the sand, is loose dirt.
Right.
Right? So if loose dirt's being kicked up because people are playing on the surface, that in itself is going to cause some sort of discomfort to anyone's lungs.
Yeah.
I think you are probably right. And we're talking about quantity.
Yeah.
Because you know what they've told? This is what, and I'm as guilty as the next guy. I'm as guilty as the next guy for not being the squeaking wheel, because this is what you get. This is exactly the conversation. I've had it probably with four people. I said, well, with all that, they call it Roundup. All right. That's what they're saying, Roundup. Well, it's not Roundup. It's not that they went down to the Ace Hardware and bought a bucket of crap.
Squirt.
It's some sort of chemical compound poison that does this.
Of course.
And let me tell you the information they've given us. The information is limited. And what you get is, it's all right. I think it's probably fine.
Probably.
That's it. That's all you get. It's probably
Meanwhile,
fine.
You can look from a mile away and see this dust that is being driven up by swinging of clubs and walking, and every particulate is coated with poison, and you're inhaling it.
If Fifi the poodle dumps in the street, you'd get a mutiny here. You would get a special meeting called of board members. But when it comes to spewing poison all over the golf course, it's like, I'll probably be fine.
Yeah.
Because we're all, when are you getting back? I don't know. I vote for Trump.
Well, most of them are gone,
idiots.
Right?
Swear to God.
A lot of them are cutting out now,
they're
right?
starting to split now because it's after Easter. So they're starting to leave. So I'll be breathing it for another month. That's the way that goes.
Are you going out there anymore, or are you just staying?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going out there. Yeah, I'm going out there tomorrow.
You are crazy, man. Honest with you. Danger boy.
No, it's probably fine.
Why don't you get a painter's mask?
Yeah.
To filter out the particulates.
Like if you're in the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like remember when SARS was a thing?
Like Tony would have seen if he went to the Japan airport. Yeah.
When SARS was a thing, they all wore them.
I know. Yeah. I know. Everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be A-okay. It's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. We got to take a break. When we come back... there's rumors floating around, rumors all over the place that Oscar did not really celebrate his 40th birthday. He celebrated his 41st birthday. And there was controversy about the fact that I said for milestone birthdays, there would be gifts and there weren't gifts. So, I'll buy Oscar again. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm not as thoughtful as he is.
It's a good time.
A few words about the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Not only is it the last of the great local radio stations, it's also the terrestrial flagship station of the Mike O'Mara Show and has been airing TMOS since 2008. It's the only station in the world where you can wake up to a crazy old man yelling about things and drive home with the dulcet tones of the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great music, great talk, great local sports, and the best auctions in the world. So remember, crazy old man all morning and the world's most beloved podcast to get you home. The mighty 1630 KCJJ and the Mike O'Mara Show. Treat your ears. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're not growing, you're dying.
True. Mm.
Which is why Cornerstone First Financial is proud to announce that they are now licensed in
Georgia.
Yeah.
Georgia.
the whole day through
Georgia.
Anyway, and now more states are soon to come. So whether you're in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, or Georgia, you see, you hook up with the Mike O'Mara Show and your business starts to explode.
You grow.
Cornerstone First Financial is there to help you when you need it. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, all you need is Cornerstone First. They know exactly what to do, so even if you don't, you'll still come out on top. It's a fact. Interest rates going up. Now's the time to act. Cornerstone First Financial is there to help you. They can figure out your best financial moves and get them done for you so you save money. Approved by Oscar Santana Bank and Trust. Woo! Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. If you mention TMOS, you receive a free appraisal at closing or so. From Georgetown to Georgia, personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida,
and Georgia, Georgia.
Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial. And we thank you. That's just dry. This is just dried out after doing the entire show. I'm fine.
Somebody get the man some water.
Yes.
And some Vicks.
I got it right here.
A nice mix.
Right here. I got it right here.
Maybe you need a vaporizer.
No, I think it's this is better. This is better than it was. Here's the worst part of this.
Yes.
You can probably relate to this, Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
You go to sleep. You take whatever drugs you need to take to fall asleep when you're sick. You wake up in the morning and you haven't coughed for like 6 hours, seven hours.
Mm-hmm.
You sit up and you know that the first time you take that really deep breath, that it's going to be a coughing jag like you would not believe, and that's the worst time of the
day. Yeah, you got to move luggage all over the apartment building. It's horrible.
It's also embarrassing.
Is it?
I've seen my dad and mom go through that.
Mm-hmm.
Where they just cough. I'm like, man, I'd be mortified if I was them. And because we all like, are you all right?
Have you ever been embarrassed by a cough?
Have you ever had a chest cold?
I'm healthy for the most part. I take care of myself.
Have you ever had a chest cold?
Yeah,
like your back.
Excuse me. I have had a chest cold.
You have to remember, I work with you every day of the year.
Yeah.
So when you say, when you raise your eyebrows up to your receding hairline and you go, I'm healthy by and large, you are lying.
You are lying through your teeth.
You have been sick. You were sick for a month back in December or November. I forgot when it was, but you were sick. I heard my back.
Let's hear a tape of Oscar being healthy. No.
I listen to every political persuasion.
Okay, I don't know whether
that's not a coughing jag.
I'm really worried. No, but didn't you have a cold earlier in the year, last year? Didn't you have a cold? You had
in 2017? Yes, I probably had a cold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I have one cold. This is my time here. Okay, how many did I get last year?
You were out for like multiple surgeries last year.
Yeah, but that's not a cold.
I'm not talking about surgery, just like you're not talking about the back. How many colds did I have last year?
Probably five.
No.
No. I think wrong. Zero. I think zero.
Bagel.
I think somebody within our listening audience remembers this. Keep track of health, please.
Please.
As well as absences. Healthy.
And send get-well cards when we're sick, please.
As well as absences. Okay. Does China count? Anyway.
That was six years ago.
I never forget. I didn't get to go to Asia. All right.
Neither did Pony.
Yeah. We didn't get two new hips.
I know. Hey, was that wall really great?
Yes, it was.
We didn't get two new hips. He says it like it's a like I got a present.
Yeah, like I got a gift. Mike, if you find all 12 eggs, though, we're gonna give you two new hips.
So where was I? I'm trying to think where. Okay, Oscar's 40th birthday.
Yes.
Someone over the weekend. First of all, thank you, Tripp, for making. Mike made the rule that on this milestone birthdays, you do give presents. What's our fan club? And I love their generosity. What's this with presents and fans?
Well,
all right. I'm sorry. I guess we're not as thoughtful as some people, and it's frustrating to me. And then somebody says, well, it really wasn't Oscar's 40th. It was his 41st.
Yes.
And they did a big thing on Bode about
what's up with that?
Your 40th.
Well,
and
they care.
And by the way, I was also told that they did a lot more for your birthday.
Oh, my God. They had two different cakes. They threw a surprise party. It was really kind of that.
Did they have Gary Stein pop in? I wasn't expecting.
He was in the cake.
Popped out.
So are they more, cake. Are they, would you describe your coworkers at your other show as more thoughtful than this program?
I think they are as thoughtful as this program, but when it came to my 40th birthday, and we'll get to that in just a second.
They trumped me.
They trumped everyone in my life.
Wow.
Oh, my wife, my family.
Who was responsible for it?
Drab T-shirt was the tip of the spear.
Drab did it.
But they all worked.
The junkies.
And our listeners, they all worked in like behind my, I'm there 2 hours before the program.
What did you get besides the cake?
I got Beats headphones. I got gift cards. I got alcohol. I got two different shtick gifts. So it was like that was the best birthday I've had in years.
Wow.
So I got a male lap dance from multiple male listeners with their shirts off. You know how our show rolls.
All right, and we didn't do anything.
We dedicated a segment to him. A celebratory segment.
I
wrote a wonderful poem.
I mean, yours was not as good as Spiewak's, though. Yours, for Rob, it was so sweet.
Well, look
sweet.
At the topic sucks.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I'm the subject matter. He said, the one you wrote for Rob on his birthday, as you compare the two, if we're going into analysis here, was so much sweeter than the one you wrote for
me. The one
me.
That I wrote for me, Rob was sweeter than the one I wrote for you?
Yes. And then you actually copped
to
it.
Kinder or
kinder and more. Yeah,
definitely kinder. Yes.
Yeah, and right, funnier. Right.
Yeah. Better. It wasn't funnier.
No, there you did it in the style of an old movie. It was fantastic. It was cleverly funny.
Yeah. Rob, like it was great.
Mm-hmm.
You punted really on mine, and then you actually you alluded to punting it. You're like, I punted on that. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
And then Gary Stein ruined it at the end of the show. Mm-hmm.
Or did he save it?
He was saying. Everyone say nice things, so you both insulted me. You called me a douche and a hard ass or something like that. And then Gary Stein came in and said, "Hey!" And then we just wrapped the show. So if we're comparing apples to apples,
we didn't do
greater than TMOS.
Oh
but
man!
I'll say this:
That kills me. You know how competitive I am.
As far as my
not
age
caring
is,
about your pleasure, but I really, really
as far
hate
as my age is concerned,
by them
is
bunch of slackers
is. That this whole controversy about my age started on Big O and Dukes because they said I've been saying that I was my same age for years now. And then somehow
that's funny.
Eroded.
That is funny.
That eroded to our listenership where Mike.
I hate that he does that show, but you have to admit.
Mike was
pretty funny.
Mike was put on notice that it may not be my 40th birthday.
And then somebody did a deeper dive and sent me.
I've been exonerated.
They found your birth record.
My 30th
who had recorded
birthday
it
party.
Also?
My 30th birthday party that was at my parents' house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they found the post on Facebook. They remember everything, and it was 10 years ago. But in April, we had to do a little later than March 30th because of the broadcast schedule.
I see.
So it was your 30th in
10 years ago.
10 years ago.
So
that's the show I missed. Where and by the way, I saw some pictures posted.
Yes.
Of that show, which just looked like, it was, I listened to the show. It sounded like so much fun.
Is that when you had a pony?
We had
Hold
two.
On, let me try to breathe.
We had two ponies in the backyard. We had a moon bounce.
We're down to one pony now.
We had a live broadcast from my parents' house because I was 30 and still living at home.
By any chance, do you have your driver's license with you?
I don't.
Oh, that's convenient, isn't it?
I don't have my, I might.
Why don't you have your wait a minute. You knew I was going to do a show.
I drive without a license all the time. Come get
but
me.
Yeah,
you
knew Johnny Danger. Because this is how you solve it. You just say, what's his birthday?
Yeah. Or passport. Anything like that. Yeah.
No. I got nothing.
You
got
to bring your driver's license in tomorrow.
Something from Bolivia. Certificación de
Rob, what is your take on this? You're up there. I'm down here. You're up there.
I think that it's a very easy problem to solve. And if he knew it was coming, he should have had his license with him.
I'm very surprised he's not carrying his identification. He's
what is that?
Drugs.
No, that's a maraca from his home country.
Vitamin D3.
What?
Vitamin D3.
Oh, it's vitamins. Okay.
Yes.
Vitamins are good. You do not have a. What if someone needs you to produce your ID?
Yeah. What if you were
haven't
something,
you been,
God
haven't
forbid,
you been reading about DACA?
Mike!
He's my favorite dreamer.
The last person they're asking is the guy walking around Georgetown that's Latin. All right, I'm just gonna put it to you that way.
All right, I know you're not down on the San Antonio.
The only thing someone's gonna ask me is if I do lawns. That's all.
I mean, I know you're. You know, it's not like you're shopping at the strip mall in Nogales, but you know,
is Shannon at home?
I'm not buying llantas usadas.
Is Shannon at home?
She is at home.
Oh, she is at home. Could she text us a photograph of your license?
Yeah, if she knew where my wallet was, I don't know. We'll find
Can we
out.
Get that done by? She doesn't know where you're. What is going on with you, you conjurer?
I looked this for it this morning, and
all right,
I was like,
tomorrow.
Eh,
I require a driver's license on tomorrow's show.
That's fine.
To really button
otherwise,
this up, because now
you're
I'm
not allowed
to
drive
concerned.
Home.
You Did you take an Uber up? Did you take an Uber up here?
No, I drove.
How come you don't carry your identification with you and know where it is?
Because I live 5 minutes away.
Ask me to produce my driver's license.
Mike, where produce your driver's license.
Why would you want your wallet in your pocket if you're sitting down hanging out for 4 hours?
Oh, I just got a Charlie horse.
Dehydration. That's
because of the
dehydration. Eat a banana.
The Costanza wallet.
Oh, God, that hurts.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Not only do I have my license, but I still have long hair on it.
Oh, look at that. Don't put all that on the camera, Rob. That has all your information.
Too late now.
Too late.
Well, they can come by and see me.
There it is. I'm flashing it.
Okay, good job.
Don't do a screenshot of that crap.
Yeah, don't do it.
Rob held us up like it was his AARP card.
Hey.
All right, everybody.
You know what?
Ow, Charlie horse. Charlie! This is hard to do. There's a Charlie horse.
Someone call me.
All right, tomorrow bring your driver's license in.
I promise.
Because I want to know if you're an organ donor
or not.
Proof
of life.
I'm just going to try to straighten my leg out, and we'll come right back with more fun. God, this is a weird show. We'll be right back, everybody.
Connecting is everything. Slacking is nothing.
Mailbag.
It's all about you.
Mailbag.
Birthdays.
Hooray.
Anniversaries.
Don't F it up.
Stories.
Be interesting.
Shtick.
Be funny.
Feedback.
If you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
Email Rob.
To me.
At MichaelMaraShow.com.
DMOS.
Your thoughts to our ears through Mike's mouth.
Creepy.
Most Tuesdays on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mailbag.
Stay in the know. Mailbag.
Mailbag.
By TMOS.
By the bonus.
Mailbag. How are we doing for the mailbag tomorrow? Do we need to goose it or what?
You know what? We have room for a couple other letters, but I got a couple good surprises for you that you're going to enjoy, too. So if you want to get them in by midnight tonight.
That's Rob with two B's, ladies and gentlemen, at MikeOMaraShow.com. Welcome back to the show brought to you by Amazon. Some of you know that we have a new policy for Amazon for 2018. We want to make sure that everyone knows it. Here's all you need to know. I hate it when I have a chest cold like this because it's like, here's all you need to know to ensure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase.
I can take it from here if you don't mind.
Let me get to the point. It's super easy. That'll guarantee we get credit for your purchase. You just click the Amazon link. Shut up, Oscar. Because if you need it, Amazon,
you know those kids, Mike.
Reach through the screen.
He's only 52.
What's today's Amazon purchase of the day?
This
Oscar,
is something.
Tell us.
No, what? I actually have
got it.
I do.
He's not doing it. Well, he said he could take it.
Well, he can do anything, but sometimes he lets us try. This comes from listener Joe Childress. This is one of the hardest things about owning a dog. If you have to give a dog a pill.
Yes.
It's amazing the way Linus can find it. If I put it in cheese, if I put it in peanut butter, he'll spit it out. But there's this new thing. They're from the Greenies company. You all give your dog Greenies. They're called Greenies Pill Pockets. They're empty treats that you can put the pill in and squeeze
Greenies?
Shut. Greenies, yeah, you know, they clean their teeth.
Glove. Oh, obliterate man.
This is a weird show today.
But what happens, it's like a little pocket that you put the pill in and you pinch it shut, and then the dog thinks it's getting a treat, but it's a pill pocket. So if you ever have to give your dog a pill, this is the way to go.
Amazon really does have everything.
I've got a hole in me pocket.
You can find Greenies
and more at the top of MichaelMaraShow.com.
So
get clicking.
News.
News Glove.
Newer and blue meanies have been sighted beside this theater.
Excuse me.
We're referring to the movie Yellow Submarine.
Oh, yeah.
Cartoon movie.
Pretty much every brand now rolls out some kind of fake product or announcement for April Fool's Day.
Yes.
And most of them are terrible, but two companies actually came up with ideas that are good enough to be real this year. Check them out. Burger King announced a chocolate Whopper. With chocolate cake buns, a chocolate patty, raspberry syrup ketchup, white chocolate onions, milk chocolate lettuce, vanilla frosting mayo, and candied blood orange tomatoes.
God, that sounds fantastic.
It was fake.
But boo! People
but the fatties
no.
are
you know what got me is that candied blood orange. That sounds kind of fantastic.
Teamed up with a company called Zenni Optical to make steam-proof glasses for ramen eating. The glasses have tiny built-in fans that blow away steam. Plus, they have a detachable fork on the side. These are just fictitious. This is what they do now in corporate America. As far as we know, neither company has any plans to turn their pranks into real items that they sell.
But in both cases, they really should, because they're just leaving money on the table. Yay!
Do you remember the one that the company actually asked me to trick you live on April Fool's Day?
Oh, yeah.
And I actually wrote you copy that you fat read first on the air, and it was for downloadable socks.
Yes.
And you got about three quarters of the way through it, and you looked at me and said, is this real? I don't understand. I don't understand.
And then, of course, the greatest April Fool's prank, which was when we had the little five-year-old boy tattooed on the
police game.
Tats for Tots.
The police game. Yeah, it was awesome. I love it. So proud of that. Arnold Schwarzenegger underwent heart surgery last Thursday to replace a 20-year-old pulmonic valve. When the word got out Friday, some media outlets hysterically reported that it was emergency surgery. But that was not the case. It was pre-planned. Arnold had the valve put in back in 97. To treat a congenital heart defect, and it was only expected to last about 15 years or so. It was supposed to be a less invasive procedure, but they always have an open heart surgery team on hand, and it sounds like they weren't needed, but that's not 100% clear. TMZ claims there were complications, and they were needed. In any event, it was a success, and good. Arnold is doing okay.
You all probably know this about his first procedure to have that valve put in.
Yeah.
That he didn't tell his wife or his family about that heart surgery because he didn't want to worry her because Maria was
right.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah,
and he because I read about the
did
story.
Did he tell the housekeeper?
Never mind.
Moving right along, Fox News host Laura Ingraham announced on Friday that she's taking a pre-planned vacation this week. Glastonbury, Connecticut's own Laura Ingraham.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Yeah, she's from my hometown.
Did she ever stop by and visit you and Bill?
The seat of white privilege in America. My hometown of Glastonbury, Connecticut, where she formulated all her wonderful controversial ideas.
The Brick House. Yeah.
No wonder you two are so similar.
Yeah. Of course, Bill O'Reilly did the same thing when things went south for him. He never came back. If you haven't been paying attention, Laura's lost 18 sponsors and counting over the last few days after she took a shot at one of the Parkland, Florida high school shooting survivors. The kid's name is David Hogg, and he told TMZ last week that he's been rejected by four colleges, even though his GPA is above a 4.0. When Laura saw the video, she called him a whiner. You don't pick on kids.
No.
That's what's getting her screwed. You you don't pick on kids, whether they agree with you politically or not, Laura Ingraham. And then I think I talked about this back when we were on the same station she was on, but she's from Glastonbury.
I had no idea.
She is from Glastonbury, the hard scrabble, mean streets of Glastonbury, Connecticut. I grew up in the most bucolic little New England town you would ever want to talk about, and that's where she formulated all those really, really conscious. She was
tough
really
girl.
Yeah, tough girl. Yeah, what a tough girl. Yes, Sheree. Yeah, yeah. Streets of Glastonbury, on to Dartmouth. Yes, sir. Oh, whoa, how grueling, Laura. Anyway, thank you. Millennials have a reputation for being very non-confrontational, and this definitely backs that up. According to a new survey, 1 in 8 millennials say they'd rather get fired from their job with a text or an instant message than face to face or on the phone. The based on our personal experiences, I think perhaps that would have been fine.
Yeah,
any communication would have been nice.
Well, I would save the drive.
Yeah. I'll never forget that wonderful conversation with Chris Kennard, CK, to his friends who said, "It wasn't my decision.
Thank you.
That was my confirmation. Thank you." Thanks. So better go pack up my suitcase. The survey also found 86% of them prefer to do all of their work communications with text or email. Only 14% like doing things in person or over the phone. I don't know. I'm not a millennial. I'm far away from a millennial.
You need to tell them in person.
I think so, too.
And regardless of how they feel, it's your as a company and as a you have to help them evolve in a certain way to say, this is what we should work on as the royal we
but
in
as
the future.
But as a caveat to that, if you tell them in person, don't make them come in at 4 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which they did to me. Give them the weekend at least.
Yeah. From your mouth to the Dan Mason's ears, who's not there anymore.
That's right.
Anyway,
he was fired by text.
Yes. It's nice when warehouse stores really lean into their reputations of selling absurd quantities. Sam's Club is now selling a 9-pound tub of Oreo frosting.
Oh, the white goo?
It comes in a giant bucket.
Sounds delicious, actually.
Oh, 9 pounds. Think about what. Think of it. All right, if for painters, if you ever see a 5 gallon bucket of paint, this is a 9 pound tub of Oreo frosting. A giant
bucket. A gallon
bucket.
Of milk weighs 6 pounds.
You're supposed to use it to frost like 200 cupcakes, but really, you should just take it to the couch and eat it straight up with a big wooden spoon.
Amen, brother.
If you do take down the entire bucket, you will consume 16,380 calories, 936 grams of fat, 1,521 grams of sugar, and hey, 117 grams of protein.
I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this message. Isn't
it? Are bake sales still popular? That's the only way, reason I think I'd ever see this anywhere.
Bake sales happen, yeah.
Okay, I mean schools.
Yeah, well, what they do is a lot of times they will attach bake sales to like when they do plays or sporting events, and you go
so
and
this
buy
is
stuff.
Where that outside of personal use would come
in. Yeah, outside
I'm having
of
one down here in Florida next week for Laura Ingram.
Oh, that'll be good.
Paper tough gal. And now a little something, something. 49-year-old That's Robert funny. Sicali. He is a judge who lives in Islip, New York. I went to school at Marist College with a lot of kids from Islip on Long Island. And around 9 a.m. on Thursday, he was busted for breaking into his 23-year-old neighbor's house and stealing her dirty underwear.
Oh.
Apparently, he did not realize that she was at home. And when she walked into the room and saw him, he ran away and she called 911. The cops caught him down the street pretending to knock on someone's door.
Good cover.
With several pairs of the women's underwear on his person. Yeah. The judge is not a good crook. Now, here's the story. The woman lives with her parents, and Robert says he knew her from when he was the town attorney, and she was an intern at his office. Ew.
Oh.
Robert is married, of course, and he also has 3 kids. His wife says she's standing by him through this.
Interesting.
And the good news about this is rumor has it they're thinking he's going to be fired, obviously.
Sure.
He's going to lose his place on the bench. They're thinking of opening a laundromat.
Oh, sorry.
That's disgusting. That was terrible.
I got the mindset on you.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have to break.
We must.
When we come back, it's the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Mara Show.
Hey, it's Freights with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I discuss yet more new additions to the White House, chaos or strategery, and the credibility of a porn star.
You can download Political Persuasions on iTunes, MichaelMaraShow.com, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show. You know, there's a certain magic in the air, something that can only mean one thing. It's springtime, bitches!
Oh,
nice! Ooh.
Time to go out and romp in the new cool grass, gaze at the sucky cherry blossoms, and a young man's thoughts turn to love.
Glovey, glovey.
But beware. The warm air and outdoor fun means the return of chiggers and ticks and maybe VD. And worse, the countryside will be teeming with TMOS listeners that don't subscribe to the bonus show. They suck the worst of all.
Yes.
Blood-sucking, slimy parasites that leave you feeling, at the very least, comedically drained. Sign up for the TMOS bonus show right now. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week, and it still has the exciting polleny goodness that screams springtime. And that's nothing to sneeze at. Am I right, ladies? Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS, so please quit sucking, and we thank you. Let's open up the audio vault for today.
Oh, dear. It's Monday, April 2nd.
April 2nd. I'm sorry.
2018.
I hate that. I have a
connection to leukemia, so this one was a sad death. Stephen,
I have a connection to tuberculosis.
We'll take it from here, Mike.
No, I tell you nothing.
Television producer Stephen Bojko, responsible for the creation of Hill Street Blues, L.A. Law, Doogie Howser, NYPD Blue, died at age 74. Also not really spotlighted in his obituary, he is responsible for the musical cop show Cop Rock. that you may remember ran for three or four episodes a million years ago.
And in his day, Stephen Botchko was the guy.
Yeah.
Hill Street Blues was the show.
Game changer.
Of its era. Yeah, absolutely.
Game changer. And it's gritty look and it's character arcs and everything. So we wish the best to him and his family and safe home to Stephen Botchko. Aww. It's sad because, you know, 74, that's young nowadays. Final four tonight, Michigan and Villanova. Woo! We will get the championship
decided
tonight.
Can you repeat that last thing, 74? 74 is young these days.
Young these days.
I sure hope so. Sorry, now we can go back
and re-edit. My father is almost 80, and he's spry.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
You know what? I'm only 58, and I'm extremely spry.
Let me do a quick curveball to that. You know who was on Colbert this weekend, or this Friday night, was Jimmy Carter. He's 93.
Was Patton on Colbert this weekend?
I don't think so, because he's in he's overseas, isn't he?
Yeah, but I saw him backstage with Jennifer Lawrence, and she was on. I think he might be on tonight.
Okay.
Somebody check and see when.
Well, he's got that new show AP Bio, which, by the way, I've been I've caught up.
Mm-hmm.
It's damn fine.
It's pretty good.
Really
good. I gotta check it out. I have.
He plays
the
principal.
So Jimmy Carter is 93. So that, you know, that seems old, but listen, he sounds great.
Does America want kind of a jerk as president?
Oh, apparently, from his recent elections, yeah. I never knew it before.
What do you think it takes to be president? What's the one quality that it requires to be a good president?
I used to think it was to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. But I've changed my mind lately. Mm-hmm.
Do you pray for Donald Trump?
Yeah, pray for him.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's him at 93, and he doesn't look like he has anything.
And he also has like a brain tumor, I think, didn't he? Wasn't he diagnosed with a brain tumor a short
time
back?
Mm-hmm.
He's got some health issues, so keep on chugging, Jimmy.
All right, back to the this is how the Final Four played out this weekend. That gives us Michigan and Villanova tonight.
The 2018 Final Four. A virtuoso Villanova performance to put them into the championship game. Michigan taking the semifinal game 69-57. The maize and blue is all set for a Monday night appearance.
Maybe if we use some more elements, that could be more exciting. I don't know.
The game should be great.
Was that
tonight.
Just loaded with graphics?
Is yeah,
that
boom, what it was? Zoom, zap, zoom, all that stuff.
And by the way, Villanova, correct me if I'm wrong, the record for three-pointers in the first half?
Yes.
Something like that?
Could it be any NBA team at that rate?
But
if they shoot like that, this will be a Villanova national championship going away. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and predict that Villanova is going to win this game tonight. If they're shooting like that, and they're in that kind of hot zone, I mean, you can't defend against that. It's going to be spectacular.
That's why my bracket, to this moment, my bracket is still perfect.
Is it really?
Yeah, if Villanova wins tonight, I win $2 million. So, fingers crossed.
Way to go.
That'll
buy you a lot of Oreo frosting.
Sure will, in a 9-pound bucket. All the talk this weekend, though, wasn't the Final Four. It was actually the championship game for the NCAA women's basketball.
Yes.
Did you see the final shot where Notre Dame won, the buzzer beater?
No, I did
not.
Oh,
it was amazing. Her name is Arike Ogunbowale, I think.
Ogunbowale. Wins the national championship for Notre Dame.
Actually, I have a shout out. If anybody is thinking what's going to go to Notre Dame, this is what we do. National champs right here.
National championship to Notre Dame.
It should be noted that she did that to get to the finals in the game, in the Final Four.
Exactly, yeah.
She took that same type of shot, buzzer beater,
right.
Won that clutch. Then did
I'm not
in the
a basketball.
Finals,
I'm not a basketball person, but I'll tell you, the outside shooting to me, that's the most fun.
Well,
I just love watching.
Also,
that. That's just so fun.
Dick Vitale was on the student athletes are getting so great at the college 3-point shot,
right?
That they're saying to move it back,
make it longer.
Come on,
to put it to the NBA standard. If you move it back, it's going to be a little more challenging.
That would be awesome, baby.
Hey, baby!
Hey, move it back!
It would actually be
better. Who's older, Jimmy Carter or Dick Vitale?
Dick Vitale died 2 weeks ago, and they just haven't told him yet.
You mean he pre-taped all of it?
All of it's pre-taped, baby! I'm in a box, baby! So what, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock tonight, national championship?
Yeah. 9 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken.
TBS, I think.
It's all on TBS, which is not strange, but finals are on TBS, I'm like...
Feels weird.
I still think that
gotta search for
a national sporting event where you have to go to your computer to find out where the channel is is not something that that I approve of. Yeah. TBS, I know you're trying. Thank you, Conan.
They're going to start it at 7:05. I think. Oh, pretty good April Fool's gag that you didn't mention in your news, Lindsay Lohan.
So I got really exciting news today, and it's a very important letter that's attached with it. And I feel very honored and blessed because it comes from Harvard Law School. Okay, I got it. Harvard Law has asked me to speak at their graduation commencement ceremony, and I'm really, really honored. And I
so it's because she's with lawyers.com.
That's just funny.
Isn't it?
That's just funny. That's okay. You know what, Lindsay? If you're doing funny stuff, simple, it's like a great recipe, okay?
Yeah.
You don't need a lot. Funny is funny, like the Groove Tube.
I'm still watching American Idol every time it's on, Mike. And
why Luke, are you so obsessed with the
because
country?
Because I want you to
what
see.
What is the. Let me ask
Luke
that.
Bryan.
Tomorrow, hold on. Tomorrow, we're going to dissect your hatred of country artists. It's
he just scored his
20th
number one record, and he wants you to understand it.
I think at the end of the day, this song is about. You know, the innocence of life, how fast life moves, and don't take a second for granted. Therefore, you know, you need to be good and call your mama. Call your mama and tell her you love her.
Look at him.
Yeah, call your
mama. I have to deal with this first person, right?
We're going to break this down.
It's
we have
so
to break
strange.
This down. This is between him and his dad and all this licorice
something
hat
happened.
Crap. I want to find. Something happened. He
somebody
was beaten up by like a cowboy
or
something.
Mike.
Maybe we don't need to do the deep dive after us. We just solved it.
Charlie Pride touched me in my bad place.
And I liked it.
Charlie Pride.
I liked it.
Let's close with this. John Oliver had his show this weekend, and he spotlighted one of the greatest news teleprompter bloopers I've ever heard. I'd never heard this before. This is fantastic. We close with John Oliver.
A quick update concerning local news. The people who bring you stories like this.
Good evening, I'm Ken Bastida. Dana is off tonight. He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
Holy either he needed to put a space between Dana's whereabouts and his first story, or someone was pretty pissed off that they weren't invited to Dana's birthday party.
Duh! That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure and get our TMOS app and unlock the Mike O'Mara Show 24 hours a day. Send your messages for our Tuesday mailbag to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com and all regular mail to TMOS Box 32101 Washington, D.C. 20007. Each day, 96 Americans killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Call your mama.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.